I'm Taryn Warden, and this is Taryn's Take, an entertainment news recap show of everything in pop culture. But unlike most other shows, we'll be dishing out all of our opinion, as well as basically just some shade on those stories. So, yeah, we're on Loot Air Student Radio, Pacific Lutheran University. We've been off the air for a little while with J-Term here at PLU, and then we had to get everything set up for spring semester. So I do apologize for that, but we're back now, and we'll be back on the air every other Thursday starting now. So our next one will be March 16th, if you want to mark your calendars. It's been eventful since our last show, with a lot just in our country, on top of a lot in like pop culture and celebrity and all sorts of shade and people fighting each other online. So I really want to give you guys some time to just relax and like turn off all your judgments and be able to just have fun, because things are really serious now. So it's nice to not be so serious. Before we get started, I do want to remind everyone listening that there are even more arts and culture stories, including all the things that happen here on campus, at massmedia.plu.edu. You may even find some articles written by yours truly. You can also call us here at Laser with your questions, your opinions, if you want to fight me on what you think about a story. The number to call for that is 253-535-7332. Once again, that number is 253-535-7332. So, speaking of the MAST, I'm joined today by someone I've been really wanting to get on. This is Brooke Thames. So, how are you?
I'm good. Busy, but good. I'm excited to finally be on the show. We've been trying to do this for a while.
Yeah. I say it didn't work out in the fall, but now it's good. So, yeah, you've had a pretty eventful week, haven't you?
Yes. I just transitioned into the role of editor-in-chief at the MAST. Mm-hmm. Stuttering. Since Matt Salzano stepped away to run for ASPLU vice president with Alex Lund. And I'm still settling into the role and like learning what it means to be the manager of a newsroom, but it's exciting and I'm really looking forward to the mm-hmm. work and putting out cool stories and stuff.
Yeah, so Mass Media here is all student run at Pacific Lutheran University. So students are always welcome to join, aren't they?
Yeah, Mass Media is entirely run from the writers to the editors to me, the editor-in-chief. We're all Lutes. I'm looking to serve our community by telling stories and investigating the questions that matter to them.
Mm-hmm. And how can people get involved with that? Like, is there any experience required, or can you just jump in and be like, I've always wanted to try this?
The only necessity is curiosity. We have a great staff who can mentor anyone who has never written for journalism. In a lot of ways, it's easier than writing a lit paper.
Yeah.
It's kind of stripped down from all that fluffy stuff. Our meetings are pretty much every Tuesday at 8 p.m. for our story meetings, where we dole out stories to our writers. So, like, don't be scared to try it out. It's something that's really easy to learn. And mm-hmm. we have lots of candy in our office that is not good for us to eat, so you should come by
I
and
can
eat
vouch
them.
For that. That's candy. Okay, thanks, Brooke. So now this part of the show is usually where I would recap what happened, like what has developed since the main stories we know over in the last show. So like when Kim Kardashian was robbed and then they like did an investigation and stuff, then I came back and I would tell you what happened with that. But we have been off the air for a little while with break. So I thought that we could just do more of our like our nicer news. Some of our stuff that's not as serious, but I think is still interesting and some of it's relevant, I would say. So first, I've been really wanting to try this. Starbucks just introduced two new drinks to their menu. Have you tried them?
I have not, actually.
Okay, so the first one is iced. So they're doing it for spring. So I guess it's kind of fitting. You have one iced and one hot because the weather's kind of funky. So the iced one is an iced cinnamon macchiato made with almond milk. And I thought that sounded really good. And the second is a hot coconut milk mocha macchiato. Really macchiato themed, because along with that, starting today until the 6th, they're doing buy one get one free on those from 2 to 5. So that's why I'm like, now I really want to try it if I can get one for
free. Yeah, like I pretty much drink just like drip coffee, and I'm not sure what a macchiato even is, but I mean, buy one get one free, take a friend down there.
Yeah, I say I'm really drip coffee too, but it could be fun.
Yeah. And it looks like some other restaurants also added new items. McDonald's added a new Mac Trio set. They have a smaller Big Mac, which is the Mac Junior, and a larger Big Mac, which is the Grand Mac, to accompany the regular. And I actually was at McDonald's. Was like last night I didn't have time to like cook food, yeah. So I ran down to McDonald's and had the Grand Mac, and like patty was literally falling out. It's like,
was it good?
It was, yeah.
Okay. And Taco Bell added a taco made entirely of fried chicken instead of a tortilla or like a taco shell or something. It's called the Naked Chicken Chalupa. I haven't tried any of these, but I always love seeing what fast food places try out and what works and what doesn't work. Like the McRib is constantly being brought back and forth. I don't know. I don't eat at Taco Bell. I'm very scared. But I want to try this.
I don't understand everyone's obsession with Taco Bell. I've never thought it was great, yeah, but I love chalupas. That's like the one thing I get. Mm-hmm. And the fact that like the shell is made out of chicken, I have to go there now.
Yeah, you have to. So yeah, I thought I'd mention those.
Another more fun story relating to the Kardashian family. Ooh. Kylie Jenner.
This is one of the only times we're going to mention that in this episode.
Kylie Jenner just released a new line of highlighters called Kylighters. Wow. Of course, adding to her cosmetics line of lip kits, shadows, Kyliner, all that stuff. And it looks like she has a merch clothing line of pins and hats and clothes and stuff. Which, I'm not that into Kylie Jenner, so
no,
I don't really care.
No, I'd say it does sound like she'll be one of the only Kardashian sisters to make money from, like, actually doing something. Like, she's selling stuff. I mean, I'm not sure how involved she really
That's
is
That's my question.
It. Yeah.
And I'm like sure. The other one. I like the model one. She's
I'd say
cool.
Kendall and Kylie are the only ones that are, like, doing something. Or at least from the start. But I don't know. It's interesting. And then our last story we're going to start with. I really don't understand this phenomenon, but the Cash Me Outside girl. So over our break, for those of you who don't know, but I don't imagine that there's anyone who doesn't, a clip from Dr. Phil went viral with this 13-year-old girl who straight up acts like she's 20. When I found out she was 13, I was like floored. She called the audience hoes when they laughed at her like terrible behavior. And then she told the audience,
Cash me outside. How about that?
Well, have you seen what she's been up to with her quote-unquote fame?
I've been, like, sort of following. Funny thing, I saw this clip of Dr. Phil long before it went viral. Uh-huh. Like, it was on the internet, and I, like watching random things on YouTube. And yeah. I happened on that, and I was like, oh, my God. And her name is Danielle Brigoli. There are four different companies apparently fighting over her right now for a TV show. She has an Instagram account at Behad Babby?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's just, it's interesting.
AKA Slim Thugga, that says a lot. Where she posts videos cussing people out or complaining and getting paid for promotional posts for Fit Tea and Slim Tea and things like that. Yeah. She's getting some following and some people coming after her for some TV shows and fame and stuff. And I'm just like, since when can you get on Dr. Phil and like
have thought that was the way in,
have so many problems and like not really I can't.
Yeah, I say she's got some official merch out with the brand Pizza Slime that has like her catch tag on it and stuff. But what's really entertaining to me, and it probably shouldn't be, is that she's been getting into like physical altercations like every day. So the first one I saw was when she got banned for life from Spirit Airlines, which actually just opened up at SeaTac here. It's like a newer airline. But her mom had like a cast on her foot and was having trouble getting stuff in the overhead bins. You know how you get like no storage space? And like this other passenger thought her mom was taking too long. So Cash Me Outside girl Danielle stepped in and like started cussing the chick out and like going off. And so then they started punching each other. And thankfully, some passengers recorded that and sent it off to YouTube. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. And on Tuesday, she was caught on camera getting into a bar fight, which is confusing because she's
at 13.
It was in Florida. After like it was reported that she's been charging $25,000 for each public appearance that, you know, she's trying to get like booked for, I guess.
Yeah, my thing is, I don't know who's going to pay that, but people are.
And she also tried to like fight online with lots of people, from Kardashians to Soulja Boy, who has been getting in lots of trouble himself.
Yeah. So, speaking of which, getting into that, Soulja Boy got arrested for some gun charges, and he said in court to the judge that the judge can't send him to jail because he's so small that they'll, quote, pass me around like a joint.
That is great. That is, like, maybe one of the best things I've ever heard.
I thought we had to include that. It's just, I can't believe he said that to a judge, but, like, I saw it. He actually, like, said those words, and it was really funny. We do have to take a break. We're playing new music throughout the show. First up, we have Katy Perry's new track. It's called Chain to the Rhythm, and it features Skip Marley, as well as everything else you could possibly imagine in the world of celebrity that's happened over the past few weeks. When we come back, you're listening to Terrence Take on Loot Air Student Radio. Welcome back to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, and Brooke Thames on Pacific Lutheran University's Loot Air Student Radio. We're here to give you all the details on everything that happened in music, television, celebrity relationships, and a bunch more. Then if you want to start telephoning me, as a Gaga reference, if you didn't catch it, that number is 253-535-7332. Again, that number is 253-535-7332. Okay, so Brooke, do you want to start out with music news?
Yeah, so happening in music as we speak, Lorde has been teasing her new album, and her new song, Green Light, just came out today, hot off of the, the presses, whatever they make music on these days. And it's really the same old Lorde where it's like, kind of like, has weird melodies happening, and then the more you listen to it, the more you're like, oh, I get it, this is great, this is awesome. I gave it a listen earlier, I really like it.
Yeah, and if you've missed it, we'll be playing it later.
Yes. Halsey is also teasing her next album. Yes! Cannot wait. First album, Badlands, was certified platinum, and she invited fans to a silent event in London where she played four songs to them. Four new songs off her new album?
Yeah, so she, like, put headphones on and then played the songs through the headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like one of those silent disco dance party things. Awesome. Yeah. Ariana Grande released a sexy new music video for her track Every Day, which is off of Dangerous Woman. She'll be in Seattle on March 23rd for her tour as well. Ariana Grande, I have, like, weird feelings about her.
Yeah, I don't know. I have mixed feelings. Like, some of her tracks, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is really good. But I'm not, like, diehard fan of her at all.
Sometimes
but
I can't understand what she's saying because her voice, like, she sings
so... Yeah, she's not good at enunciation.
No.
No, but I really like her, fashion and stuff. Hmm. So when she came to town, I was like, okay, yeah, I have to go.
Yeah. Lionel Richie was set to start his tour with special guest Mariah Carey. Oh, Lord. but sent out a message that he had a knee injury. Quotes around knee injury because, you know, Mariah Carey, after that New Year's Eve, who wants to go out with her? And so we won't be able to start on time. So new dates for the entire tour are set to come out.
Yeah, I think it'll probably only be like a month off, maybe. Mm-hmm. So like May.
Yeah. Also, rapper Remy Ma released a Nicki Minaj diss track that was pretty savage. The track is called Sheether. And goes on for almost 7 minutes. And I tried to catch up and see what the beef was here, but it was really hard to figure it out.
I say, did you listen to the song?
No, but all I know is that I have heard of Nicki Minaj and never heard of rapper Remy Ma. So
that's what I thought too. But like, so I listened to it because, of course, like I have to listen to everything. It was not as bad as I thought. Usually, like, when you hear about someone coming out with a diss track, it's like, oh, my God, yeah, it's going to be great. Because, like, Ray J and Chris Brown, they put out their diss track to Kanye, and it was, like, so terrible. But, like, this one wasn't terrible. It had, like, way more cussing than it needed, but whatever. She came at Nicki for her relationships with Drake and Meek Mill and her ex from, like, high school and, like, all this stuff.
Like, slut-shaming her?
No, not really.
Okay.
Not exactly. Okay. But kind of, like, you played him. Gotcha. Look at how messy you are kind of thing. She talked about, like, her terrible fashion choices in the past, supporting her brother and getting him out of jail after he was indicted for sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl, having a ghostwriter, getting plastic surgery on her butt, a bunch of other things I didn't understand, but those are the ones that I could understand out of it.
everyone has a gimmick when they first start out, from Nikki to Katie to Gaga. They all had a thing when they first start out to get them noticed.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it was just like a slight mention of the like fashion stuff.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's interesting.
And as you guys just heard, Katy Perry is starting her next album era with Change of the Rhythm. If you listen closer, it's about America's issues of ignoring problems, living in bubbles. Taryn has a lot to say on Katy. I don't think she's a big fan.
Because it relates to Gaga in the fact that Katy can't come up with a single idea on her own.
Other stars in music. Demi Lovato took, my queen, took a genetic test to see what her heritage was and was tweeting about it. And I definitely saw this. She added at the end that she was 1% African and pissed some section of Twitter off. And they were like coming at her. I don't even know what for. Like, it's okay to be happy that you're 1% African, especially if you're Demi Lovato and spend so much time and energy and like your own money, like serving the communities in Africa. Like, she spent her 21st birthday like over there volunteering, and so like step off.
I didn't exactly understand. It wasn't everybody that was mad. There was like a portion, and they were like, you think it's cute to be African while people are dying over this, basically, is kind of what they were trying to get out. But it was not that serious.
I feel like it's not relevant to like what she was trying to tweet about with like,
no, she's it's
everyone is 1% African somewhere.
Yeah, it's the genetic test. It's not her fault.
John Legend's Twitter account was also hacked. The hacker was allegedly user at Owen755, and it's been suspended. That same account tweeted against Donald Trump with a lot of profanities. But in the end, John Legend called it hilarious.
It was interesting.
Yeah. Justin Bieber appeared to have peed his pants when he was spotted in LA, which I also saw the pictures of that. Yeah. He said that he got some flowers, actually, and he was driving and he made a turn and the water spilled on my dick area. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you know, interesting.
It was funny.
Chris Brown, another person who's been in trouble, especially with Soulja Boy lately. It was Chris Brown that he's like fighting with, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he's had a temporary restraining order set against him by ex-girlfriend Carucci, who everyone should have heard about by now. He told a few people that he was going to... Oh,
her quote.
Her quote is that Chris Brown told a few people that he was going to kill her, which doesn't seem outside of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time he said that.
She then said Chris told her friends, if he can't have her, then no one else can, which is threatening, and he was going to take her out and threaten to shoot her, and this is just a lot going on here. Yeah, and she also said that several years ago, he abused her by punching her in the stomach twice and pushing her down the stairs. And if you're familiar with Chris Brown and his relationship with Rihanna, mm-hmm. that also ended in abuse claims and abuse
charges.
So
yeah, so yeah. This whole stuff with the girlfriend would have been while he was on parole for the Rihanna case, so he is possibly set to get into even more trouble than he was in before.
But I guess if you're Chris Brown, you just keep kind of getting let off the hook with, you know.
Yeah, he just announced his tour here. He's coming to Key Arena in June, and it's like, the fact that you can sell out an arena after
surprise
having this terrible
still,
of an
like,
attitude
make music and make money off of it, like,
yeah. Lord. Well, okay, on to television news. There's been a lot of new releases coming up, and some stuff that's just coming up as we were on break. So, of course, my favorite, RuPaul's Drag Race. They announced the cast for Season 9, which is set to premiere March 24th and is being moved to VH1, which was formerly on Logo for the past 8 seasons and All Stars, so 10 seasons. But now they're going to VH1 because the fandom has gotten really big. Ryan Murphy started another television series in his, like, signature style of, like, each season kind of standing on its own.
Like an anthology, right?
Yeah, so this one's called Feud, and so the first season is going to follow the feud of Bette Davis and Joan Crawford back in, like, 1962 during, like, Who Killed Baby Jane, or What Happened to Baby Jane. Can't remember exactly what it's called. So that premieres Sunday on FX. Ryan also announced that there will be a second season of Feud in 2018 that's going to follow Princess Diana and Prince Charles. Ryan Murphy, again, has also been working on American Crime Story. So the first season was during 2016 with the O.J. Simpson case. This upcoming season being filmed now is supposed to follow Hurricane Katrina. And then following that, he's going to do the murder of Gianni Versace.
Wow.
And Gaga was rumored to play Donatella, and I was like living for it. And then he was like, actually, no. And I was like, okay.
I have loved Ryan Murphy's television career ever since Glee and like leading up to all of the things that he has like produced now, like Scream Queens. And I'm so excited for like all the projects that he's working on.
Yeah. I do have mixed feelings on him though, because like his stuff is good, but then it always like at one point like jumps off the ledge.
Maybe
like the last few seasons of Glee was not the same.
That's true. But he was also, I think he was also kind of like moving towards American, like making, yeah, American Horror Story, yeah, like really good. And so like,
yeah,
he's lasted, and I'm here for it.
Do you guys remember Honey Boo Boo? Well, they're back on television with the show Mama June from Hot to Not, which is supposed to be following her mom, Mama June, as she's lost like a ton of weight. The show actually got a record-setting 2.3 million viewers for a premiere episode of a series on WeTV. I watched like the first 10 minutes of the first episode, and I had to turn that off. And let's not forget why she lost her show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, in the first place. It was because she chose to get back with her boyfriend, who was convicted of sexually assaulting her own kids, and then moved him back into the house. So I don't really want to watch that anyways. And the show was just not good. Like, it was, like, not entertaining. There was nothing to it. I didn't care. So I turned it off. Dancing with the Stars announced the cast for their 24th season. Can you believe that they've done 23 other seasons of this before? I can't.
The thing I can't believe about Dancing with the Stars, most of the time, I hear the names and I'm like, who?
Yeah.
So, like, what kind of star are you to get on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, and they pick kind of, like, the same mix of people. So, like, every season is, like, almost exactly the same. But some of the real stars, you could say, like people that I actually knew, was Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, who was just in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Nancy Kerrigan, who was the Olympic ice skater. They got her knees bashed in back, mm-hmm, in like the 80s. So that should be interesting. My favorite Real Housewife from Beverly Hills, Erica Jane, Charo, and Mr. T. Everyone else, I had no idea who they were, basically. Oh, and Heather Morris, who played on Glee. Yeah, she was the blonde cheerleader.
Yeah.
Again, with the Real Housewives, the Real Housewives of Potomac, which I did not enjoy, they're starting a second season that's going to premiere on April 2nd. That just got announced. Actress Demi Moore has been announced to be joining the cast of Empire in some upcoming episodes, but nobody really knows what her role is, just that she'll be there. The 12th season of The Voice just started, so if you missed it, they're still working on the auditions, so you haven't missed that much. Gwen Stefani is back after spending two seasons away from the show, where they had Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus come in. And then, did you see that Gwen Stefani was at our Tacoma Dome this weekend?
I think I did read something about that, yeah.
I was so mad. She did like a surprise duet with Blake Shelton, who was there, and me and my friends were like, oh, we're not going to Blake Shelton.
Right.
We're not going to wait outside for that. And then I saw, like, 2 hours later that Gwen Stefani had been there. And I was like,
Question. Are she and Blake Shelton, like, actually dating? Like, I haven't.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That happened, like, really quick after his split from Miranda Lambert.
It was very quick.
So I'm like, what's going on?
Because they met on The Voice.
All right, then.
Yeah. So they're, like, super serious. And then finally, Bob Harper, who is the male coach or, like, trainer, whatever, on Biggest Loser with Jillian Michaels. He suffered a heart attack earlier this week. He is alive, though, and recovering really well. He did say he feels like one of the robots from that show Westworld. I just thought it was really interesting seeing someone who's, like, so much into fitness then have a heart attack.
Yeah.
But he's doing good, so.
They say exercise is good for you, but maybe not.
Or maybe too much.
So on top of Beyonce announcing that she's pregnant with twins and won't be playing Coachella, which is tears, there are a lot of Hollywood babies coming. Like I said, Beyonce's having twins with her husband, Jay-Z. She performed pregnant at the Grammys, which we'll talk about a little bit later. and just canceled Coachella in April, which Gaga will be stepping into.
Uh-huh. And we'll get into that, too.
George Clooney is set to have twins with his wife, Amal, and they were married back in 2014. Are these their first?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's, I think, 56?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madonna also adopted a set of twins. Interesting. She's older than George Clooney.
A lot of twins going on.
Yeah. And she also has another daughter that's kind of an adult now. But she's having...
Yeah,
she's,
Lourdes.
Yeah.
Lourdesy, whatever.
But she's adopted twins. Twin girls from Malawi. And they're named Esther and Stella. So that's good. That's good for her. Catherine Heigl gave birth to her third child with husband Josh Kelly. And they named that baby Joshua Bishop, which I think is really cute. Caitlin Lowry from Teen Mom announced that she's pregnant on her website and did not reveal who her boyfriend slash the baby's father is. She also did not reveal the gender since she's not very far along in that pregnancy yet.
I watched Teen Mom. I can't believe it.
I used to be really, really obsessed with like 16 Pregnant and Teen Mom. Janelle.
Oh, you don't even want to know what Janelle's been doing on this season. I was watching it, like, last night.
Lauren Conrad, who was one of the people featured on The Hills. I don't know if I call her an actress. Featured. I don't know if I call her a real-life reality
they
star.
They did reveal it was entirely scripted.
She's a fashion designer. Her clothes are at Kohl's. Super cute. Love it. She's pregnant with her first child with husband William Tell. Nick Cannon and his girlfriend, Brittany Bell, welcomed their first child together. They named their son Golden Sagan Cannon.
Interesting, because every time they've said it, Sagan is in quote marks.
What?
So I don't know.
Is that like a nickname?
I don't know.
How is that related to the name Golden? And Golden as a first name?
Yeah. So okay. I'm not sure if they mean like it's a nickname or they put quotes on the birth certificate or what. I don't know. Just interesting.
All right. Amber Tamblyn and comedian David Cross also welcomed their first child together, which is a girl. Jokingly, Amber posted on Instagram that her name is Dauphinois Petunia Brittany Shasharizad von Funkenstein. Mustard Witch RGB Cross Tamlin Bay Jr., which I think is a fantastic name. I'm going to write that down for future reference.
I thought it was funny because they are both like really known for like their really good captions.
Mm-hmm.
But
And finally, Hoda Kotb.
I don't know how to pronounce her last name because she just goes by Hoda.
Okay. Hoda of the Today Show. She adopted a baby girl, which is her first child also, and she adopted her on Valentine's Day and named her Haley Joy. Or her name is Haley Joy.
Now, somewhat related to babies, there's been some breaking up. There's been some making up in Hollywood, including Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, which kept me thoroughly entertained, and we'll definitely get to that. But to start, The Weeknd is now dating singer Selena Gomez after calling it quits with supermodel Bella Hadid. So at first, the new couple was kind of trying to hide their relationship, so paparazzi like really had to work to get these pictures and like run around town and stuff. But they're pretty public now, like cuddling in Paris and all sorts of stuff and going to dinner and spending $30,000 at Dave & Buster's. Supposedly, Selena's friends are worried that he'll be a bad influence on her.
I've heard so many, like, convoluted things about The Weeknd and who he is as a person.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't even know what's true, what's not.
And I'm also, like, trying to keep track of all these, like, Hadid relationships? Because wasn't there, like, a Zayn? And wasn't there a Joe Jonas thing happening?
So Zayn is with Bella's sister, Gigi.
Okay.
Still. But, yeah.
All right.
It's interesting.
As for now, I'm just enjoying the fact that Justin Bieber's kind of pissed off about it, but...
So, remember Robin Thicke, who's been kind of missing? I don't like him at all. But he is in a custody battle now with his ex-wife, Paula Patton, over their son, Julian. And it's getting pretty crazy. The cops keep getting called when they're supposed to be, like, exchanging Julian from one to the other. Paula has also accused Robin of breaking a restraining order she got put against him, where she claims that he physically abused her and that he has a cocaine problem. There's even some more divorce drama going down with Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie. She accused her estranged husband, Michael Lockwood, who's supposedly a musician, but I think he's in, like, Tennessee, so I really don't know him. She accused him of having inappropriate photos of their children. So, very serious, but investigations just concluded, like, yesterday or this morning, that they have no evidence of that. However, Priscilla Presley, which is her mom, married to Elvis back in the day, revealed this morning that Lisa's twins have been living with her for over 9 months as this divorce drama unfolds, but it really, like, wasn't covered until kind of recently. So I guess they've been getting in the fights for a while.
Wow.
So this also just got announced this morning. You're going to have to tell me how you feel about this because I was shook. Haley Biden, who's the widow of Beau Biden, you know, Vice President Joe Biden's son, because he passed away from like brain cancer. She is now in a relationship with her brother-in-law, Hunter Biden, who was Beau's brother. And Hunter Biden is currently still married with 3 kids.
No. Stop.
So wrong. They put out, like, a statement, like, Biden and everybody about, like, we're so happy that they found each other and connected over Beau's death and stuff. It's like, but I don't know. I feel like going from, like, brother to brother, especially when one's married still, it's very messy.
Yeah, is he, like, getting divorced from his wife or any? Like, I
didn't see anything about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Dean McDermott, the husband of Tori Spelling, who hosted Chopped Canada and then had an affair there, which led to their reality show, is also fighting with his ex-wife, Mary Jo Eustace, after not paying her spousal support as agreed and paying child support. He, like, stopped doing that for their son, Jack, and they're supposed to be going to court on Monday. Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa appeared to have a reconciliation on the pre-Grammys red carpet, where they basically made out for all these cameras, but then Amber posted on Instagram that they're not dating. She's still dating her Dancing with the Stars coach, Val, adding that, quote, "We are in a great place, but we are very much still divorced and not together." For the first time, Angelina Jolie spoke out about her divorce from Brad Pitt that rocked the world. It was a big story. In an interview with BBC, Angelina said it's been a difficult time, adding, "Many, many people find themselves in this situation. My focus is on my children, our children, and my focus is finding this way through that will somehow make us stronger and closer."
Angelina was like the original pairing.
Power couple.
They're like the original ship.
Yeah. And then finally, this is definitely not a ship, Rob and China been breaking up and making up over our break. They are currently not together, but over the break right before Christmas, Rob took to Snapchat, which he doesn't do very much, and of course I have him on there and had to watch it, to document that China had picked up all their furniture and took off with the kid, including like everything in his pantry, even his like half-eaten favorite bag of chips she took with her, and he was like crying about how he wanted to spend time with his baby over the holidays. So it was like half funny because he was joking about like the chips and stuff, but then it was half like really sad, and I felt like I was like watching someone you're not supposed to be watching, like that fly on the wall kind of like eerie feeling. So it was pretty interesting, but then China spoke out and was like, no, he twisted things, that's not what happened, he's like being dramatic. They did get back together for a little bit, but now they're off.
And I watched that Snapchat story, and I could not tell, because, like, a couple days later, or, like, a week later, they were like, oh, we're back together.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if this was real. I couldn't tell if this was, like, a thing that they came up with together. I think
yeah.
Both of them in the same situation is, like, unhealthy.
Yeah. I mean, like, I watched Rob and China, the show, and they are that messy, so, like, I can believe that it happened. But that's not how a relationship should be. So now, Brooke, we have one category left. It's usually just like our bizarre stories that like kind of don't fit in and just like dumb things people did. But this time it's actually pretty serious. So do you want to share them with me?
Sure.
Okay, so first, singer Sinead O'Connor accused Arsenio Hall of supplying Prince with the medication that caused his death and then was slapped with a defamation lawsuit from Arsenio Hall. But they just resolved everything in court, and she has retracted her statement.
Aaron Carter was attacked on stage while performing after allegedly making a racial comment about someone from his opening act. Aaron supposedly asked security to have the guy who was Hispanic removed after he was distracting and causing some kind of scene. And when he was escorted out, Aaron said, "Bye, Felipe." And the man returned to the venue and attacked Aaron on stage. Aaron was said to be bloody and was transported to a nearby hospital. That sounds insane.
I would not want to be at that concert.
No, not at all. Wow.
Yeah.
Escorted out and then came back to punch out Aaron Carter?
Great security.
Who was at Aaron Carter's concert? Like, do people go to Aaron Carter concerts?
Supposedly.
Apparently. Okay.
Croatian police filed disorderly conduct charges against two people who allegedly used a racial slur to insult actor Jamie Foxx while dining at a restaurant. The police statement did not name Foxx as the target, but he posted comments about the incident on Instagram and then deleted them, and then later was like, in Croatia, it's crazy.
Paris Jackson, the daughter of the late Michael Jackson, is set to make her acting debut as a guest star on Empire. But revealed to Rolling Stone that I consider myself black. Michael Jackson would look me in the eyes and he'd point his finger at me and he'd be like, you're black. This is her statement, her quote. Be proud of your roots. And I'd be like, okay, he's my dad. Why would he lie to me? So I just believe what he told me, because to my knowledge, he's never lied to me. And people started fighting about it online, having to do with, of course,
yeah,
how she appeared, like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It came down to, like, people fighting over, like, what is being black,
mm-hmm,
almost is what it was like.
And, like, I actually can't think of who her mom is.
Nobody knows.
So, I mean, Michael Jackson, hands down, genetically, was a black
yes,
human.
Genetically, yeah.
So, I think genetically, there's no fight over whether or not Paris Jackson is black. Whether yeah. or not she's, you know, connected with the black community is something else entirely that
yeah.
we can't answer.
Harrison Ford is being investigated by the FAA after he was caught on camera narrowly flying his own plane over a passenger jet to land at John Wayne International Airport in California. I saw the footage and he's literally like a foot from just like sliding straight across the top of this other plane while landing on the taxiway. So there's that.
And I saw that headline and it didn't say that he had died, but it didn't say that he was alive either. And I was
no, you took Carrie.
You will not take Harrison too. Twice. Killed him in the movie. Don't kill him in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
No, 2017, stay away.
He's good. He's good.
Lindsay Lohan is claiming that she was racially profiled in an airport for wearing a headscarf. Lindsay said she was wearing the headscarf in Turkey out of respect, and she was told to please take it off after an airport worker opened her passport, saw her name, and then apologized after.
Yeah.
So, interesting. Definitely. She's trying to get back into the United States from Turkey, or?
I think so.
All right.
She was just at the airport.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I can understand both sides of it. Like, if the airport, like, saw it and saw that she wasn't wearing something for, like, a religious reason, I can see them being like, okay, can you take that off? We need to be able to see you better.
But you can't,
I guess.
You can't tell when someone's wearing something for
yeah,
a religious reason and when they're not. You can't just, like, tell them to take stuff off.
I can see both sides-ish. Lord. It's just messy.
Mm.
And then, finally, Jamie Lynn Spears, the younger sister of Britney. She has a daughter named Maddie Brienne, and if you guys remember, she had to leave Zoe 101 on Nickelodeon because she got pregnant as a teenager with this daughter.
The most shocking thing for me as, like, a 12, 13-year-old. Yeah. I don't know what time it was, but I was like,
yeah.
What?
So her daughter was involved in an ATV accident, driving into a pond, so that she was then submerged in water for, like, several minutes, was unconscious for 2 days in the hospital, but is home now and fully recovered and celebrating Ash Wednesday on Instagram.
Have you been wondering why we haven't talked about the Oscars? We didn't forget. It's coming up along with the details on why 2017 is Lady Gaga's best year ever, which I'm excited to hear, and even more. We are taking another quick break, but if you haven't heard Lorde's new single, Greenlight, we're going to play it for you right now on Terrence Take on Lou Ayres Student Radio. I do my makeup in somebody else's car. You're listening to Taryn's Take on Lou Ayres Student Radio with me, Brooke Thames, and Taryn Warden. Don't forget to give us a call at 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. Now that we've covered all the shorter stories in celebrity and pop culture, we have some big stories to cover.
Yeah, so of course we have to start with the Oscars, which were this last weekend. For the final award, Best Picture, the one that everyone waits for, the wrong movie was announced as the winner. So La La Land was declared the winner before it was revealed that Moonlight had actually won. So what do you think happened? Because Christian, in our one of the kids in our class, was kind of arguing with me over it, where he thought it was staged because it was, like, really good TV because everyone's talking about it.
I don't think it was staged. Uh-huh. I think that's a really big risk to take with a movie like Moonlight, which is, like, really important.
Yeah.
And that moment was really important for them. It was important for, like, Black creators and, like, LGBTQ creators and stories and stuff like that. So I don't think it was staged. I saw this little edited together, like, photo thing on Tumblr when I was scrolling, and it shows Leonardo DiCaprio on stage with the envelope that had Emma Stone's name in it.
Uh-huh.
And the comment was like, oh, so Leo went backstage and started messing it up. And so I have no idea exactly what happened, but after seeing that, I'm convinced that, you know, something happened where Leo was like, hey, take this. I got my Oscar. I can mess up everybody else now.
Well, do you want to know what happened?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so basically it just all goes down to this guy named Brian Cullinan. So he works for PricewaterhouseCoopers. He's accounting. He's responsible for all of this. He is also assisted by this chick named Martha Ruiz. The Oscars have had, like, this 80-year relationship with this accounting firm where they do, like, finances for the thing, but they also, like, as promotions for their employees, get to be the ones that carry all the envelopes with the winners. So they'll come down on the red carpet with, like, the briefcase full of winners and stuff, and it's, like, a big publicity thing. So there's always two envelopes, right? So there's people on both sides of the stage, and they rotate between, like, so that the show doesn't get boring. You don't have people walk the exact same path over and over and over. So he was backstage, distracted. He had the, like, backup envelope, because there's two. So the one that was red, and then he had the other one. And I think what was supposed to happen was he was supposed to give that to Emma Stone, because when you win the award, you get to keep the envelope. But instead, he tweeted candid photos of her backstage. It was like, OMG, congrats to the winner, or whatever. 3 minutes before the flubbed award. And then he was tweeting, like, a bunch of selfies and stuff with stars backstage after he was told specifically, like, do not be on your phone. Like, this is work. And I can understand, like, I would love to be backstage at the Oscars, and I would want to get as many pictures as I can, but you're there for work. So I think he ended up giving the envelope he was supposed to give to Emma Stone to Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
Wow.
Just, like, because he wasn't paying attention at all. So the president of the Screen Actors Guild Academy, or whatever, because it's called the SAG Awards technically, she told the Associated Press that they will not be invited back. And they've been doing this for, like, over 80 years. So it was very serious. And then a spokesperson for PricewaterhouseCoopers, the accounting that these people came from, said that the employment of them will not be affected. But they're not invited back, so that part of your promotion's gone.
Outside of the flubbed award, there was another controversy with actress Alexis Arquette, who passed away late last year. During the in memoriam segment of the Oscar ceremony, Alexis was not included, despite being a working actress. And her sister, Patricia Arquette, has spoken out about it, saying Alexis was a great actor and had 70 credits and was really brave to live her truth as a trans woman, and they didn't include her in memorial.
Interesting. I didn't actually notice it while I was watching, just because, like, there's a lot of people that you don't realize passed away in the year.
Yeah.
Especially because the years are technically not, like, January to December. They're right. Kind of, like, October to whatever. But I didn't notice it, and then after, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yep, so lots of Oscar mess-ups this year. Yeah.
Patricia also then added that, quote, I think that was a real slight to the trans community, especially at this time when trans kids can't even go to the bathroom in the United States of America at school. It says a lot about the lack of inclusion. Trans kids can really never look at anyone and see their heroes, and I think that was a big mistake. Which I do agree with. I mean, like, if you're gonna do an in memoriam, you're supposed to include everybody. And it was a big story. Like, it's not like no one, everyone was like, wait, who? So I do feel bad about that. Now, Brooke, the Grammys also happened this February, like, right before the Oscars. Did you watch that?
I did watch the Grammys, start to finish.
And what did you think about it?
The Grammys this year weren't as bad as they've been in past years. I am so happy LL Cool J did not get invited back to host for, like, the zillionth time. He's not entertaining to watch as a host. James Corden did really well at keeping my attention mm-hmm. and was really fun to watch. I definitely was so sad and upset and like just so disheartened that Lemonade did not get the recognition it deserved. Like, of all years to win Album of the Year for cultural significance, for great music, for putting so many genres into one album, for starting a movement within the Black community, Beyonce should have won that award. Adele made a fantastic album. Was it as important? Was it as monumental as yeah. Lemonade? No. And Adele knew it.
Yeah, she said broke her trophy in half.
And so...
And gave it to her, but...
I want to know how the Grammys works now.
I did a piece for The Masked on the Grammys because I can remember as a kid, the Grammys was, like, the pinnacle of every musician's dream was, like, oh, my God. So, like, when Gaga won a Grammy for Born This Way and stuff, we were crying our eyes out. Like, oh, my gosh, she's made it. Like, she's somebody now. But that's not what they feel like to me anymore. I don't get as, like, let me mark this down on the calendar and make sure that I take the day off and watch it. It's more of, like, a popularity contest is what it feels like to me. Like, the Chainsmokers won an award for a terrible song, and they're terrible people, and have said some of the most offensive things I've ever heard on Twitter about Gaga, specifically. Like, they were like, your aunt is being raped in hell, the one that she named her album after, because they got mad. Yeah. So, like, and then they end up winning an award for a song that's terrible. So I was like, okay, I don't understand why the Grammys used to be so much and now they're not that. So I looked it up, and the Grammys, the way that they vote is anybody who's released 6 songs or equivalent to 6 songs becomes a member, and you can vote for whoever you want. So basically, it's like the more people you have that are your friends in there, the more likely you are to win the award, because then you just have more people voting for you.
Interesting. That's interesting.
So it's become just more of like a popularity thing.
I've always wondered. Yeah. Especially like just in relation to Beyonce, like I'm a Beyonce stan like Adele is, and I love Beyonce. And when she changed the way music is distributed with her last album before Lemonade. One. Yeah. Didn't announce it midnight randomly on a day. Everyone flocked to their computers to buy it. Changed the way people distribute music. Yeah. People started doing that. And then Lemonade just blew everything else out of the water. And I'm just like, how could you not vote for that?
Yeah, well, it was a tight competition, I would say. But it's interesting. So now that we've talked about the Grammys, I had to get that off my chest. The Grammys have just been annoying me for the past few weeks. It's time to talk about my girl Gaga. So as you guys should all know, she performed at the Super Bowl February 5th, and it was announced by the NFL last week that it's the most watched musical event in the history across all mediums, like, of the world.
Deservedly so. It was so good.
It was everything I could have ever asked for and more. And I even, like, I cannot say their names because they'll get in trouble because they signed NDA forms. But I had people at rehearsal that I knew, and they were sending me photos of the stage and, like, leaking the set list and all this stuff to me. So at first I was like, okay, yeah, I know how this is going to go down. It sounds perfect. Then when it happened, I was like, oh my gosh, I was not expecting this. And it was just so good. And the part, like, in the beginning, the, like, political part where she sang, like, America the Beautiful and stuff like that, nobody knew. Like, so the kids that I know, they were like the extras that put the stage together and take it apart. And she recorded that in the middle of the night. So they didn't even know that that was happening.
Huh.
So, like, we literally were all like, and they just couldn't even believe it. So it was absolutely perfect. And her sales on everything flew through the roof. She had every single album she's ever released charting all at once. It was very crazy. So following up on that, she announced her world tour for the album. Opening night is just a few hours away from us in Vancouver, and then she's coming to Tacoma Dome August 5th, and I'll be there. So the fans obviously were going crazy. So we had the Super Bowl, then we had the tour. The morning that the tour tickets went on pre-sale for fans, she drops out of nowhere John Wayne music video. So I was like, okay, I'm already dying. And it was a really different video than the other ones for this album, but I really liked it. The fashion was really good. It was by the same guy that did the paparazzi and the telephone videos. So it kind of all fit together. It was really cute. Then she kind of disappears while tickets go on sale, which was basically a nightmare because we had the Joanne presale, then we had the Live Nation presale, then we had the Ticketmaster presale, all this stuff, trying to get all these shows. Shows up at the Grammys and does a duet with Metallica. I am not a Metallica fan. That's not really my type of music. But she did rock it, I thought. Stage dove and stuff. So everyone was talking about that. And then she just got announced to replace Beyonce at Coachella for the Saturday. So April 15th and 22nd. So all this time that Gaga had been like chilling at her house, doing whatever, leading up to before she put out Joanne, because she really like didn't do anything in 2016. Like, she didn't do much. She had filmed American Horror Story the year before and then won the award and then was kind of doing nothing. She was working on the album, I guess. But her and her manager were really plotting because it literally was like an explosion of just Super Bowl, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, the fans are going crazy.
I bet they, I bet they are. And, like, I was definitely on Ticketmaster for regular sale, not pre-sale. I'm not that special. I was on there, like, at the exact time that tickets went on sale. Went through the whole thing, got a seat, then sadly found out that I could not afford a Gaga ticket and still buy myself food. So I had to let it go. But, you know, I'll be watching the YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah. I say, and there's enough time leading up that you can still get a ticket from, like, StubHub and stuff. Me and my friends are going to basically the whole West Coast shows. And so, like, getting into L.A. was a freaking battle. It was a very stressful start to spring semester because, like, the first day of school was the day the tickets went on pre-sale. But, yeah, I'm basically dead now being a fan. It's, like, exhausting because it's just so much. So, in the past, I've discussed meeting Demi Lovato. I've talked about meeting Lady Gaga. I've talked about meeting Ariana. So that would usually be what we would do now. We would do like a story time. But unfortunately, there hasn't really been anybody good that's come to town lately that I would want to tell you guys about. So we're just going to go over some shows that are coming up and wrap the show up. But hopefully next time when we're back on March 16th, I'll have some kind of a really good story to tell you guys.
Yeah, and for someone like you who loves to go around and try to meet celebrities, these upcoming weeks are great. And for people who just want to love or just love to hang out and do fun things around at night, there's some good things coming up for them, too.
Yeah, so the main event is Emerald City Comic Con at the Convention Center in downtown Seattle. I'm still deciding if I'm going to attempt to have the celebrities catch me outside. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, Comic Con starts Friday, and the only entertainment guests lined up are Alice Cooper and Shannon Purser, who plays Barb on Stranger Things. Plays? I'm not sure if this plays applicable. Is she coming back to Stranger Things? Because she died in the pool, didn't she?
Who knows?
I miss Barb. I love Barb. I felt really bad.
I say then Comic-Con lineup for Saturday and Sunday is the same both days. It's Alice Cooper, Shannon Purser again, but they'll be joined by Evangeline Lilly, Millie Bobby Brown, who's also from Stranger Things, and Tom Felton, who played Draco Malfoy in all the Harry Potter movies.
Tom Felton, my fave. Outside of Comic-Con, actor Billy Crystal will be at the Paramount Theater Saturday, and Bebe Rexha will play at the Crocodile on March 14th.
And if you're into drag, as we discussed earlier with RuPaul's Drag Race coming out, or if you're looking to try something new and something fun and something way cheaper than a concert, they're basically the entire cast of the new season is coming to town throughout the month of March. So Neighbors Nightclub has Cynthia Lee Fontaine tonight, and then later they'll have Yuriko O'Hara and Pheromone and all these people. Our Place is also doing their March Dragness, so they're bringing in Trinity Taylor tonight and for the rest of the weekend, and then they'll be bringing in Aja and a bunch of other people, but we'll get to that in the next week's episode, so you're not too overwhelmed. Don't forget, Terrence Take will be back on the air Thursday the 16th at 4 p.m. right here at Loot Air Student Radio on Pacific Lutheran University. Until then, you can get constant updates on the Terrence Take Twitter. That's at TerranceTake. I hope you guys all had 1 hour to relax and have some fun and not take things so seriously, because I know I did. Thank you, Brooke, so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on the show.
I'll see you guys here next time.